Uroar County Commissioner Tang Chatim says two small children, 2 and 4 year old boys, were abducted when a group of more than 10 refugees returning from Ethiopia were ambushed in Akobo County on Tuesday.
When the region between Akobo West and Akobo East, they fall in ambush and they have been captured. They need to kill her with a knife, and then he was fall down, and then he ran away. And the student who came from Ethiopia, all of them, they ran away in the bush, and the two children have been abducted, and one of them, his name, Sibit Patiao Malual. Sibit Patiao Malual. He has been abducted yesterday. And the second one, I've been called Yal Gadwekai from Nirol County.
Chatim called on the national government to deploy security forces to facilitate the safe return of South Sudanese from camps in Ethiopia.
All these children, they are brought from Ethiopia, and they need to come back home to Nirol County in Pasai Payam. That is why they came and fall in ambush, and they did not reach in Nirol County. And the youth and this baby, they reached into Kaikui, in Akobo West, and they are there now. And I got this report fully from them. So there is no forces going there, because the distance between the place where the incident happening, it is very far for Kaikui, and it's very far for Akobo East.
Jonglei State Police spokesman Majak Daniel Tuor says police in the area could not arrest or pursue the suspects because they had no vehicles to pursue the criminals. Civil society activist David Garangot of the Jonglei Civil Society Network is urging the national government to speed up the graduation of unified forces so they can help provide security to South Sudanese who are returning from the refugee camps from neighboring countries.
I'm really calling upon the parties to the agreement to expedite the implementation of the agreement, especially the Chapter 2 of the that is the security sector, said that all the unified forces are graduated immediately, and to make sure that the security is put in place by the government and strategize on the modalities to return back the people or the returnees to their localities.
Chapter 2 of the September 2018 peace deal requires the parties to contain, screen and train 83,000 necessary unified forces to take charge of security during the ongoing transitional period. The unity government, which was formed in February 2020, cited financial constraints as the cause of the delay in the graduation of the unified forces. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.